Penobscot Theater Company in Bangor has got a brand new show. Just went up last week. It is earning rave reviews for everybody involved, including the woman to my left, who is the entire cast of I Loved, I Lost, I Made Spaghetti. Michelle D'Amato
Hello,
joins us.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Great to have you here with
thank
us.
Thank you.
On my right, it's the lovely and talented Barry Newport, Artistic Director at the theater. Nice to see you as well.
Thanks for having me. I'm so proud of the show, and it's such a pleasure to have my friend here, Michelle D'Amato.
It is such a pleasure to be here, Barry. It's just a love fest.
It is. Well, talk about the connection that you two have a little bit, because it preceded your time here in Bangor.
Yeah, I remember when Michelle first auditioned for another company I was working at, Florida Repertory Theater in Fort Myers, Florida, and it was over 10 years ago now.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
And we were kind of remembering me picking up the phone and asking Michelle if she would be part of a production of Rabbit Hole. Rabbit Hole.
Yeah, huh. She offered me my job.
Yeah, and ever since then, you've been a company member of Florida Repertory Theater.
It's been 11 years now I've been with that company, and Barry was the one who offered me that job. Yeah. And Barry left the theater that same year that I came on. So we didn't have too much contact with each other because I only did that one show.
That season, yeah.
Yeah.
But and I've then, been following you, and obviously we have the same friends.
Yeah, the same friends.
Yeah. Michelle often plays the sister of my dear friend, Rachel Bertram Powers, whose husband, Brendan, has been here multiple times as Daddy Warbucks. And Michael Murata is someone, the director of the show, who I've admired for so long.
Love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't get to meet him because Michael and I have a shared friend as well.
Yeah.
And Chris Dolman, who has directed stuff up here in the past and is in New York now.
So
it's a small
world. It is a small world.
And you did the show, you've done the show before in Florida, right?
I did. I did it at Florida Rep with Michael Murata. He actually saw the show when he was working in Cincinnati.
As an actor, right?
Yeah. And then he saw the show was up at the same time that he was in rehearsal. So he went to see it. And as soon as he saw it, he thought, I have to direct this show. I know where I want to do it. And I know who I want in it. And that was me.
That's awesome. Now, you also, you have some Maine roots. You spent most of your teenage years in Rockland, right?
Yes. I moved to Rockland, Maine I won't tell you when, but I was 12 years old. And I lived in Maine until I was 24.
Wow.
I went to the University of Southern Maine.
Now, did you do theater at Rockland at all?
I did, yeah. They didn't really have a program until probably my sophomore year. But then, yes, I did do theater. Nice. And I was a theater major at USM.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And so now you're back in the old stomping grounds doing this show. And we had Julia Malucci on with us a couple of weeks ago. She needs to come out of her shell.
But Julia was up here for opening night. We had such a great time with her.
Yeah, she is really fun.
Yeah, and the playwright, Jacques Lamar, saw this book. It was a popular book that Julia was going around. You interviewed Julia, so you know all this. Of the same title, I Love, I Lost, I Made Spaghetti. He saw the book on a coffee table and read it.
At a party.
Read it and thought this would make an amazing play. And then set about the kind of astounding feat of figuring out how long it takes for pasta to be made.
I know. I don't know how he came to the conclusion that it could even be done, that you could have an actor on stage cook a full meal for 8 people while she's working as an actor, while she's acting.
So, you know, one person show is daunting enough, but you decided, you know, that's not enough of a challenge for me. I'd like to make a meal.
No, I didn't make that decision. That decision was made for me. I'm as lazy as the next guy. The last show I did, I had 16 lines, and it was heaven.
Oh. Now, would you call yourself a good cook before you took on this part?
Yeah, I was a fine cook. My director is a real cook. You know, he identifies as a cook, and I don't. So when people ask me that question in the past, I would say, no, I don't know how to cook. But yeah, I did. I mean, I didn't have to learn how to chop an onion. You know, I chiffonade my herbs. I know what's up.
Right, there you go.
But I'm definitely better at it now. And I never made pasta before.
From scratch.
I never made pasta from scratch.
Well, and kudos as well, Barry, to the tech folks for building a set that includes a working kitchen.
Yeah,
wow.
It's super cool. And also we're using the Opera House in a different way. So it feels very, very intimate. I know the space that the show was done in Florida was in their small space. So it was a very intimate environment. And, you know, the Opera House is a big, vacuous place. And so not every show wants the same relationship with the audience, you know, and this one in particular. It's friends who are in your kitchen having dinner.
Yeah, that's important to me, that the people watching me feel like they're my friends and that we're just hanging out together.
And that's, I'm sure, for you the best compliment. And somebody said that to me yesterday.
Really?
I felt like I had had dinner because they were one of the people who enjoyed the food and said, it was like having dinner with friends.
Yeah, that is the best compliment. That's what I want, is for everybody to feel like they're my friends and that we're just
even
hanging out.
Even the people who aren't having dinner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, even the people. And I was a little worried about it, to tell you the truth, because at the other location, there might have been 120 seats, and I could see everybody. Mm. Totally different here. But I still feel like I'm very connected to everyone.
Yeah.
You know, there's no rustling about.
No.
There's no sneezing.
And even if you're in the
no
back row, you're still like very intimate with you, you know, very close.
Yeah, I think it's working. It's working well.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking with Michelle D'Amato, Barry Newport. I loved, I lost, I made spaghetti through this weekend and next weekend at Penobscot Theater, Bangor Opera House. I know tickets are going like crazy, so if you want them, we'll give a call, 942-3333. Go online, penobscottheater.org, or just stop by and see Doug and the good folks in the box office.
Yeah, especially if you want a table. All of our tables are sold out for this week.
Oh, that's good to know.
I believe we have some availability next week for people who'd like to have dinner on stage with you.
Fantastic. Yeah. So what's the biggest challenge for you in doing this show?
I think keeping people's attention for 2 hours is a big challenge. But I think I make a connection with them pretty early on, you know, and... like I said, they really seem to be with me through the whole thing. And it's been a great experience, actually. It was a very hard rehearsal process. Not this time, because this is the second time I've done it. But the first time, oh, goodness, it was painful, painful. But now, oh, heck, I can anything can go wrong, and I feel like I could handle it. I actually kind of relish when things do go wrong.
Well, that's what's so great about you. You're a great improviser.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, should I say this? I dropped the dough the other day on the floor.
Shh.
Oh, you don't care?
No.
I didn't know until I heard kadoosh.
Oh. Now, as an actor, though, there's a certain power, too, with being up there by yourself and knowing, well, if anybody screws this up, it's just going to be me.
Oh, yeah. A power?
Fear.
Fear, yeah. Yeah, that's true. And that was, but you know, I'm so well rehearsed that I really do feel like I can handle anything that goes wrong. That's a great feeling. It's a great feeling to get over that hump, you know?
Well, and if you know the audience is with you, that makes it even easier.
They are. They're on my side, for sure. For sure. When I dropped that dough, I looked around and said, are you going to still eat this? And they all said, ah, don't worry about it. Put some more dirt on it, Julia.
That's it. So what, for you as a performer, what's the most rewarding part of doing this?
Oh, well, I think just the fact that I can do it is incredibly rewarding. It's a very, very challenging role. And for that reason, it's an incredibly fulfilling role. You know, that my timing is so good. Sometimes, you know, things don't time out exactly perfectly, but I know I can get it done. And that is really, really fulfilling.
And that's part of the reason we chose to do it, you know, in the same way that we chose to do Murder for Two earlier in the season. Like, when you're going to see something extraordinary happen, as we do in this piece, you know, something that really not anyone can do, not everyone can do. It's special and a unique experience for us. So thanks.
Thanks for having me.
So I would struggle with I loved, I lost, I made Pop-Tarts.
Tell me about it. I know. Me too.
And I'm not a bad cook, but one at a time. One at a time. I have to compartmentalize a little bit.
And it's delicious. And it smells delicious, too.
It is delicious.
Well, that's the other part, too. The reviews of the food are great, as well as your acting.
That's good.
Really,
to know.
Really good.
It's good to know.
Yeah, oh, man. Barry, while you're here, you've announced next season.
Yes, we have, but we're also preparing right now for the full Monty.
Yeah, well, the 16th, is it? You start rehearsals for that?
We do. Thanks for keeping track.
Oh, you're welcome.
We do. We have a cast of 21. We have 6 people coming in, and it's going to be like the event of the summer. It's going to be an enormous production. Tickets are on sale now, and I looked today, and they are filling up, so we encourage people to buy their tickets, especially for the early performances, because it'll pack up.
And I think we speak for everyone, too. We appreciate that while you have Alan Adams in the show, he's keeping his clothes on.
He is. We don't know about the curtain call, but yes.
Well, yeah, anything's possible there.
I'm so glad Alan's in the show. And we have announced our 44th season, and people can find it online. And by becoming a subscriber, you get the best prices to Full Monty. So join us.
Well, I will say I love the new season and what's ahead. And I got to thank the folks here, you know, the big guy.
For Misery? The main premiere of Misery?
Yeah. You got to think old Steve is going to like that.
I hope so. I mean, it's a big coup for us to be doing the state premiere of that show.
Absolutely.
It's going to be great.
Penobscot Theater.
I'm directing it.
Oh, are you really? Oh, nice.
Of course.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Again, head on down to the box office right on Main Street at the Bangor Opera House for tickets, for more information. Get your subscription for next year. Get tickets to Full Monty. And then get down there and see this tour de force from Michelle D'Amato. And I loved, I lost, I made spaghetti.
Yeah, and get tickets to this on the stage if you can.
Well, yeah.
It's a pretty interesting way to view the show.
It's a great date, and it's really good for Mother's Day, too.
Ooh,
but there's only
right.
there's only 8 seats, though, on stage. But even if you're not on stage, I'm telling you, because I've seen it now multiple times in various locations, you will enjoy the show, and it's unlike anything else that I've seen before.
Yes.
I've smelled before in the theater. It's delicious.
It's unlike anything I've done before.
It really is Sex in the City for foodies.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you write that?
No, Mario Batali did.
Oh, that's right. Smart guy.
Yeah, there you go right there. Michelle, it's a delight to meet you.
Oh,
thanks
thank
for coming
you.
In.
It's so nice to meet you.
Barry, always great to see you.
I'm happy to see you, Rich.
Fantastic. We'll do it again soon. It's